Well, here's my Cilla Black moment. We've managed to track down Square Pusher, aka Tom Jenkinson, virtuoso bass player and electronica king. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks very much.
Fans in high places, Outkast, that's not too shabby, is it? Can we see a collaboration happening here, possibly?
Definitely sounds like a positive idea. The intentions certainly are there. It's just this, you imagine him having these concentric circles of entourage around him. But maybe that's wrong, because I've also heard he's quite a down-to-earth chap, so...
Yeah, I think he seemed like quite good fun in that piece. I mean, guess he's inviting you in. He's inviting you to bypass all of the security guards and everything, go straight to the 3,000.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how I get on with that, yeah.
Fantastic. If we're the matchmaker, though, do let me know in advance, because I want to buy a new hat for the album launch.
Absolutely.
Now, for the benefit of people who maybe aren't already versed in you, can you sort of describe what it is that you actually do? Because you're a DJ, but you also play a musical instrument.
Yeah, I mean, in truth, I'm not really a DJ, I suppose. My background is as a conventional musician playing bass in groups, but I developed as a hobby at first a sideline in making electronic music. But it's quite funny really how the serious strand, as I saw it at the time, which was me playing in groups, and that was my, that was how I saw my work going really, actually that petered out, became less interesting, and the electronic side project turned into my main work.
You are kind of like this in those circles, you're almost kind of like a godlike figure. Do you know what I mean? People, like, they don't really know about you. You keep yourself hidden away in the studio. Is that deliberate? I mean, you've got fans like Sofia Coppola putting you on her films, using your music, Outkast, big people like that. Do you keep yourself separate deliberately?
My instinct is to be relatively hermetic, to allow my compositional work to develop according to its own rules, as opposed to rules which are brought in and guidelines or trends, what have you. I mean, obviously, it would be idiotic to shut it out completely, but I do hold dear my sort of little hermetic
Your
work
own
process,
world.
If you like, yeah.
I saw you sound checking earlier and playing your bass, and you use it in quite an unusual way.
That's right.
But it's not really meant to be played in the way you play it. I mean, you kind of play it like a guitar. You must have very strong fingers.
Yeah.
How did you develop this technique?
Well, I started playing when I was 11, so I've had 20 odd years to get them. Nice,
I saw the little finger on the slap going on, and that little, you could kill someone with your little finger. It looks really strong.
Bulk and strength, definitely. Don't miss. Who says what a bass guitar is supposed to be used for? I mean, obviously, the bass guitar is something of a hybrid, as it was a cross between an electric guitar and an upright double bass. So once it's in a musician's hands, who says what you should or shouldn't do with it? You're either looking at just rehearsing cliches, or alternatively making sounds that, could be made if you gave it to a monkey. It's got to be somewhere in the middle, keeping it alive with experiments, but still bearing in mind and contextualising, referencing other stuff so it makes sense to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere between a cliché and a monkey, then, is what you're aiming for.
That's me.
All right, thanks very much, Tom.
No problem at all.
Cheers. We look forward to hearing from you later in the show. And at home, you can listen to Square Pusher's new album, Hello Everything, online and talk to him about it after the show. Just follow the link from our website, bbc.co.uk/culture show.